God. Look at this.
Did you say something?
This green overstuffed chair.
That is a very fine chair.
I had a chair just like this. You mind if I sit?
Go right ahead.
Boy, this sure does feel familiar. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Something's happening. I don't like the feel of this. I think I'll just...
Jack tries to sit up, but he's sunk so far into the cushions, he can't push himself back out.
I've got to get out of this chair.
As he struggles, the chair appears to be changing shape. Jack looks over his shoulder. Strange appendages are growing out of the back of the chair.
Oh, my God!
The chair is growing wings. Great green feathered wings. So huge, they're reaching for the walls.
Oh, my God!
The wings begin to move, slowly at first, up and down. And then suddenly, they're in the air. In fact, they are no longer in the old mansion of Inverness. They are aloft, flying through the night sky.
I hope you know where we're going, Chair, because I do not have a good feeling about this.
Get him out of there.
The boss wants to see you.
Well, here I am.
I said, get him out of there.
He's stuck, boss.
I don't care what he is. Pick him up and bring him here.
Him and the chair?
That's what I said, you tiny fool. So you want to know the rules?
What rules?
They're simple. We see who can knock each other out of the chair.
Why?
It's the game.
That's it?
That was it. You had to glue yourself in. Thought you'd give yourself the advantage, huh? You bent the rules. Now I bend them back.
Wait, what's that? Lights coming out of the alley, right where I landed. Is that old Packard Jack told me about? 1920s open-top touring Packard. What's that on the back seat?
Hey, that's my chair. Hey, stop! You got my chair!
Oh, man, that looks like a couple of dwarves.
Chair, for Pete's sake, get me out of here.
The boss, relaxing up there in his overstuffed chair, a fat cigar in one hand, his sword in the other, leisurely waves to the crowd while tapping a few cigar ashes down on poor Jack far below.
Heads up! Here I
come! And once again, he comes swooping down, his long sword raised on high.
And listen. Listen to the sound.
What? Oh, God. Was that another crazy dream? Oh, whatever it was. Sure a close one. This chair, it's still intact. It hasn't been sliced to pieces. At least, not yet.